Your sexual technique fails completely, or if not, it could have worked 10 times better for her because of only one thing you're doing wrong, and that's you see this. I will tell you something most men have never learned, how her body actually works. And once you master that key, it can unlock her arousal fast, unleash pleasure all over her body, and trigger a whole range of orgasmic responses. All with less effort for the man and a lot more enjoyment for you. The best part, it doesn't take years. You might even feel that shift today. And no, it has nothing to do with cheap mental stimulation. So this is not another video of, you know, a guy who knows what women want. I have worked for over 20 years in my in-person consultancy as a sex coach and sex therapist, helping people to develop their sex life, to solve sexual problems. I've worked with thousands of women, men, and couples. This is an observation that I want to communicate to you from extensive practical data and seeing transformations in my clients. And later in the video, I will share with you some of the more specific massive outcomes that are possible here. So here's the problem. You are stimulating her body to give her pleasure. Yes, that is the problem. Most men, through no fault of their own, with best intentions, they see a woman's body like a mechanical device that you need to operate like a machine to produce pleasure. So you mechanically stimulate the erogenous zones to turn on the machine, then you operate the genitals like the main lever to produce pleasure and orgasms, and you expect the output from the mechanical stimulation of this mechanism. The mechanical mind of the man is fascinated by, you know, what is another button that I can press, what is the right movement there, what is the speed, the position, the angle for it. And those are also the questions that you're asking her when you want to give her good sex. Now, you may believe that sex is about intimacy, love, connection, but when it comes to the actual physical contact, you find it very difficult to not slip into, okay, how do I operate this device? Now, a sexual technique is very important. There is a physical reality and design to a woman's body, how she feels pleasure. So you're doing the right thing here, but there's a huge thing missing which changes everything. Your mindset of working her body like a machine will unfortunately turn a woman off. Completely, a lot, or maybe just a little. First, her ultimate wish in sex is to be with you, to feel you. Women have sex primarily for connection. She wants pleasure too. She doesn't want sex without it. But she wants that pleasure in the space of feeling you, being loved and desired by you. When you treat her like a machine, she feels like a machine, like she's come for a procedure. And it just turns her off. I'd be curious to hear from women, if you want to write a comment, if you agree with this experience. But the much more important thing is not what she's thinking or not. Her body just doesn't work on the mechanical stimulation. You have been given a completely wrong blueprint. And no, it's not about mental stimulation with dirty talk and fantasies. Those are cheap workarounds that don't take her to a true sexual fulfillment. It's just a patch. I have a dedicated video on that, so no, it's not about that. Look, her body is not a machine. It is a sentient, intelligent, live space. It feels you. It reads you. Think about it. A sexual body is 100% nervous system. It's not the meat. So I won't go into the complex science behind all this, but I want to give you a very simple practical model. Imagine a sentient live space that has a lot of different kinds of sensors for you. Now, some sensors are for physical stimulation, but other gatekeeper sensors. They feel your presence, your intention, your desire, your love, everything you feel. Now, this isn't something a woman is thinking. It's not psychological. This is direct communication from one live body to another. When those sensors in her body read directly from your body, he's here, I feel he's with me, he's loving me, he's desiring me, then her body goes, ah, this is good. Then this enables and opens the sensors for physical stimulation. Then your physical technique works and gives her pleasure powerfully, providing it is a good technique. When you're stimulating her body like a machine with the best technique, your mindset communicates very strongly through your body. All the sensors are reading you. Her body feels there's no connection here. No presence, no feeling me, no love, no desire. He's just working on the project. So the body stays shut down, even with your perfect technique. She would like it to be more simple. She doesn't want this problem, but there's nothing she can do about how her body works. So if you get stuck in your mindset of working her body like a machine, there are three common outcomes. One is nothing works. To fix that, you try to find a better mechanical technique. It frustrates both of you and she resigns. So she fakes or stimulates herself with some dark fantasy. The second scenario is you push through some physical pleasure with brute mechanics. Maybe she even gets a functional climax. but it all feels disconnected, limited, ultimately not great. And again, she might just fake or just go through the motions for you. In the long term, both of those two scenarios often have a terminal prognosis for a sex life. And three, she may actually be enjoying sex now, likely because it is common for men to unconsciously transmit more than just mechanics. And that's a great potential for both of you. Because with a conscious shift that you can make here, you can increase that pleasure and orgasmic potential 10 times. So stop working her body like a machine. It is not a machine. Interact with it as a live space that feels you. You still use your good sexual technique. I will come to that. But through your technique, you need to be communicating to her body and transmitting your energy, your feeling, your love. And that will start engaging all those other sensors in her body, and that will activate her sexual energy far more powerfully and faster than just mechanical stimulation. Now, a lot of men want to give a good sexual technique, but also make you feel loved and desired and all these things. But they maybe feel that it's a split focus, like there's too much to keep in mind. And then they can't help but default to, you know, one single focus, which tends to be, you know, the mechanical accuracy. And I can help you to bridge that. As you will see, not only it is not more complicated, but it actually makes sex easier and far more enjoyable for you. And I will explain to you later how. You just work less and you enjoy it a lot more. And for the woman's experience, this can be a massive transformation. Let me share with you some of the specific outcomes that I've seen in my in-person consultancy and in my online courses when I teach these skills. I've had a lot of cases of women who never hugely enjoyed sex, suddenly overwhelmed with, you know, how much pleasure they can feel. A lot of cases of women who always found it difficult to get aroused, or it would take them half an hour, to be able to massively get turned on within like 5 minutes. And that would be consistent every time. A lot of women who struggled with any kind of orgasm, accessing ongoing orgasmic states and flows, and the basic climax becoming far more easy. I've constantly heard the comment, you know, I never knew I could feel this, I never knew this existed in me. The pulling power to her man that women would share with me. And at the same time, I've seen so many cases of men just overjoyed with, you know, how much less work they need to do and feeling very secure, enjoying sex a lot more, getting more turned on from it. And these are not isolated examples. These are many cases. So I'm not trying to hype up my method here. I'm just relaying to you what I have observed in how a woman's body works so that you can take it on board for your practice. Now, ready to make this shift? Let's go into it. The first step is the question that you might have now. Does this all mean that sexual technique doesn't matter or it doesn't work? No. Physical technique is super important. You are doing well learning it. There is a physical reality and design to her body. People say sometimes sex is not about technique. Not only, of course, but really? If you hit her body with a spanner or tickle her nose, is she going to get turned on and orgasmic just because you have love? If the physical component is not skillful, nothing will work. But I want you to understand something. Physical sexual technique is an intelligent physical movement that interacts with the body to create a beautiful experience. Intelligent is the key word. Intelligent technique gives a lot more to her and makes things far less work for you. So really, physical technique in sex involves knowledge of the erogenous zones on her body, knowledge of sensitive areas in the genitals, movements that work best on those areas, and there is never only one, sequencing of those movements for the best experience, understanding of pacing, progression, and variations in those, right ways to increase intensity gradually in each movement, variation to create different intensities and experiences, the sequencing of sex itself, one thing goes before the other for the best experience, and how to create different flows and sequences in sex. Use this template to fill your gaps. Explore with your partner or learn from a good external source because your partner might not necessarily know. Now, for men who are about to complain that this is too much to learn, please don't insult yourself. Sexual techniques are actually really simple compared to other far more complex things you've already learned. It only takes a few hours, and is your woman actually important to you? So a good physical technique is an essential foundation. We need to have it. We can't go around that. Obviously not in the scope of this video to teach you every detail of that. But once you have your good physical technique, here is what happens. This next part is what makes it dead or 10 times more powerful. So let me give you a metaphor. In sex, you can be in the headspace of the technician or the artist. Nothing to do with you being artistic in real life. It's not about that. Anybody can do this. So both of them possess high technical skill. Would you agree? But the technician uses his great technique to mechanically operate the machine. The artist also uses high level of technique, but he puts a powerful feeling into it. and he feels a powerful feeling in the process from it. And this isn't extra effort. It actually makes everything easier. Why do you have to do a lot less work? Because she responds much stronger and faster. Why is it more enjoyable for you? Because you are enjoying it and you're not doing work. And you get a massive energetic feedback from the woman, which also gives you a lot more turn-on and sexual energy. Then with practice, this will become effortless mastery. You won't even need to think about technique. It will simply be how you do things naturally, and she will respond easily. And a sexual technique, to me, consists of physical movement, the intelligent movement I mentioned, and your feeling in this movement. And this is all one sexual technique. So let's dive in and let me give you some specific ways to activate her body powerfully and avoid putting her off with mechanical stimulation. A quick note, sex is a very important skill that you just can't learn from watching YouTube videos. If you seriously want to become the best lover for your woman, look into my Perfect Lover course for men. I will teach you the complete understanding and all the sexual techniques you need for sex with a woman on this higher level, and I will build your skill in an effective step-by-step learning process. Then you wouldn't even need this extra focus that I'm about to share, because it's naturally inbuilt into every sexual technique that I teach you. But since you haven't learned from me, let's say that you have your good sexual technique now. Use that, and here are a few ways that you can use that technique better to activate all those other sensors in her body to make your sexual energy really open and flow. Look, we are talking about the level of magic in sexuality, which can't be directly instructed. I can only give you a few doors to help you enter it. And they may sound simple, but it's because they're not simple. I have worked hard to make them simple for you. You need practical simplicity to make sex in the flow. So these few ways of empower your sexual technique, they don't need to be done at the same time. There's a moment for this, a moment for that. Play with it. And sometimes they can even blend and combine. One, feel her body. She wants to feel you in her body. And that happens when you feel her. In any contact with her, feel the energy of her body as if it is vibrant into you. Feel the aliveness of her body. Perceive that something already flows between your bodies, even in stillness. Dissolve into that. There is magic there. And she will pick up with her senses your presence. So this is more useful in stillness or very slow movement. To enjoy her body, a very powerful sensor in a woman's body. She just wants to be enjoyed. When you're moving with your good sexual technique in any part of sex, enjoy how amazing her body feels with your technique. Enjoy the beauty of her body, the richness of it. Savor her, drink her in. Number three, desire her body. Another super powerful sensor, does she turn you on? So with your sexual technique, enjoy how sexy she feels and transmit back to her energetically through your body how much you desire her. Number four, love her body. Love her body as a life space that needs to be nourished with your love. A very powerful gateway to a woman's body. Transmit the energy of love into her body with your technique. Just want her to feel loved. It's important here to not do cringy, lovey-dovey, sensual stuff. Transmit energetic intensity of love in everything you are doing. Number five, let her relax. By far the most effective sensor in her body. Let her chill. Let her be. Let her relax. Create a timeless moment. Be the presence that makes her feel there is no hurry for her to feel something intense or move on to penetration or have her orgasm for you. She can just be and feel you. She can just enjoy what is flowing now. There is nothing you need to say. It's an energetic thing. Just chill the hell out yourself. Where have you got to be? Enjoy this moment of energy with her. And you can adjust. If her energy picks up, you pick up. If she's more relaxed, you match that. So a quick example to illustrate. I can touch a woman's body with a good sexual technique with an intention to just give her pleasure with mechanical stimulation. I can use the same good sexual technique for touch, but with my hand, really feel her body, enjoy her body, and transmit powerful love. The physical technique is the same and it needs to be good, but this changes completely the energy about it and her response and her sexual energy. And then you just need to put some time into practice and make this the way that you have sex for your own benefit as well. And you will see that she will just open up and her sexual energy will start to flow. And from there, anything else will happen organically. You won't need to turn her on. She will just come alive and feel turned on. She will feel different streams of pleasure. She can go into different orgasmic flows for some time, a whole body body orgasmicity sometimes. She may have her climax spontaneously without working on it. And if you don't make her come, she will be so happy and vibrant anyway that it will be far more valuable to her than a climax. She will have had an amazing time. Now, we're not waving a magic wand here. This is a skill, a practice. There's a reality to how these things happen. There can be limiting factors, I want to mention. If you're not seeing any difference, you need to look at your physical technique. This can be a big limitation. Also, practice time. You know, this skill will grow gradually. Some women also have just too much mental noise and is blocking them, and they need to clear it on their side. There can be a long-term buildup of shutdown in her body through bad sex, essentially. So she may need to clear it by a process of sustained lovemaking this way before she can feel more. But it will already be lovely sex to her. But when you shift from working her to this, for most women, this can be a massive transformation, either immediately or gradually. Another reason why you might be working her mechanically is because you're trying to give her a climax. And that's because, once again, men misunderstand what is the true greatest orgasmicity for a woman and how to access it. So I want to explain that to you as well. And for that, watch this video.